Listen, my guest has taught hundreds of thousands of people throughout the world how to hear God for themselves and speak predictions and events in people's to people with their mouth. And Steve, you believe that everyone can do this, not just some special people.
Absolutely. The Bible says that every believer can prophesy. And what that simply is hearing from God in any form or fashion and speaking that to another person to help them along their way.
You know, when you were very young, you started having dreams. And I think one of the reasons that you have a passion to equip other people to move in the supernatural is no one explained to you what was happening.
I was 5, 6 years old and began having dreams and would actually hear the Lord speak to me at night, would hear my name called. I had no idea what this was. I grew up in a sort of a traditional church, and so they had no grid for anything supernatural. So I was just lost with what this was. My family actually wondered if it was some sort of psychic phenomenon. Of course, this is the late 60s, early 70s. There was a whole proliferation of psychic phenomenon and interest in that. And so for me, I have a passion to see the supernatural taught and understood so that little kids don't go through what I went through.
By the way, speaking of psychics, you know, there's a lot of these networks that are out that have psychic presentations. And you know the difference between God and psychic? Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter, says these are the things that are not from God. And one of the things is the psychic type of abilities. They're not from God. They are a cheap counterfeit, and you can't have a good counterfeit unless it's a counterfeit of something authentic. You had someone come to your congregation from a psychic type of network. What happened?
Yes, it's interesting. This was down actually in South Florida. It's a pastor that we had trained in our ministry to be able to hear from the Lord like this, minister prophetically. And so he began doing some meetings in the Fort Lauderdale area, inviting people. They would teach, and then they would provide an opportunity for folks to move in the supernatural, to hear from the Lord and speak to other people. This woman heard about it, came to the meetings, went down, someone prayed for her, began to speak into her life things that she knew no one could know about her naturally, only supernaturally. She began to tell them her story. She was actually an employee of one of the psychic hotlines, and she was so shocked by the veracity of their revelation that she ended up giving her life to God and leaving her job at the Psychic Friends Network.
It's almost unfair what happens to these young kids in your school. But there was something with young children that was amazing in Switzerland that happened.
Oh, yes. A couple years ago, myself and a friend were ministering in Switzerland, and this is a conference of about 7,000 people, and there were about 700 children there that we were supposed to minister to one day. Well, what we wanted to do was help these young kids understand that God is supernatural, and that from the very beginning of their life, they can move in the supernatural. So what we did is we simply prayed for about 200 children that were age 5 to 7 years old in this one meeting. Instantly, 150 of these 200 kids had visions from the Lord and began reporting what they were seeing. The workers who were standing around, the adults, were shocked and stunned. These young kids began praying for the workers. Several of the workers got healed of physical conditions. It was just like an outbreak of the supernatural among very small children. And it wasn't weird, it wasn't spooky, because to believers, the supernatural is natural.
You know, Steve, what I love about your teaching is that there are many ways that God speaks to us, and we miss it because we're thinking it's got to be like the voice that came to Moses in a big booming voice, and then we'll know that it's God. But that's not how he speaks. You were at a meeting, and the person that was speaking wasn't even looking at you. And you were doing something with your eye. Tell me about that.
It was really an interesting situation. I was off to the side, and my eye began to itch. And I just simply was tired. I began to rub my eye like this. And the gentleman who was ministering to another person about 30 foot away His back is actually to me. He's not even seeing me rub my eye. He slaps his hand on the table and says, "Steve, you've got to pay attention. That's not your eye that's itching. It's this person that we're ministering to." I was sitting behind him 30 feet. He had no way of seeing this. God showed him that. And sure enough, the person that he was ministering to had a problem with their eye. It was a dramatic encounter.
Do you know what I absolutely, absolutely love? Steve equips people to move in the supernatural. He says everyone can be equipped to move in the supernatural. And why not? God loves everyone equally. And the whole concept of the Brit Chadashah, the new covenant, is God inside of us, the hope of glory. And so I want to see some of his students. You know, you have a class in faith, and this is outrageous, Steve. Sure. Part of the requirement is that you have to hear God so clear, some of them literally hear phone numbers, call these numbers, and miracles happen. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this word.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Steve Thompson, and then we're going to meet a couple of his students. Steve, you do some radical things with your students. I mean, like they have to get free hotel rooms and get phone numbers by the Spirit of God and call these people. Tell me about one person that got a phone number.
It's an interesting story, and we do require them to do some dramatic things in faith, because we believe God is supernatural and wants to speak to people, all of his people, supernaturally. This one girl was required to get a phone number and to call a minister to this person. She prayed and didn't get anything, and then she had a dream in which she received a phone number. She also saw the person in the dream that she would be speaking to. The next morning at 8:30 here on the East Coast, she called. It just happened to be a number that was in the Denver, Colorado area, so she woke this woman up at 6:30 in the morning.
That's a heck of a start.
It was a bad start, seemingly, and so she began to speak to this woman, told her simply, "I'm a Christian. I had a dream last night. God gave me this phone number, showed me a woman, and I was supposed to call you," and began to tell you that the Lord loves you. So she begins to speak to this woman, and the woman is shocked. She's just amazed that this has happened. And she said, "Well, if you saw me, why don't you begin describing me?" So she described what the woman looked like, and the woman said, "That's me." What ended up happening was this woman, her boyfriend, and her brother and sister, who were living with her because they were in a bad family situation, all ended up having a dramatic encounter with God. And what she told our student at the end was this: "Last night, I prayed. I was not a Christian. I prayed and I said, 'God, if you are real and if you really love me, have somebody tell me tomorrow that you're real and that you love me.' And the first thing that happens, the phone rings. Somebody says they've had a dream and they tell her, 'God loves you.'"
Steve, this is phenomenal. But this is the phenomenal. This doesn't happen a lot, does it?
This happens all the time. If we ask, God will speak. He's a speaking God. Let me give you a story of something that happened with me one day.
Okay.
I was walking through our office. The phone rang. No one answered, so I picked it up. It was a gentleman that I knew casually, hadn't seen in 2 years. I passed him on to who he wanted to speak to. That night, I had a dream. And in the dream, I saw that this gentleman was getting ready to buy a new house. Now, I didn't know this in the natural. And I also saw that if he did buy this house, he was going to get into financial trouble because his business was going to go in a very bad direction for about 18 months. I saw in the dream that if he did not buy this house, he would survive financially and do fine. I called him back the next day and I said, "Brian, I have no idea if you're planning to do this or not, but I had this dream. If you're planning to buy a new house, don't do it. Your business is going to be bad for 18 months. If you stay where you're at, you're going to be fine." He didn't even tell me anything. 2 years later, he calls me and says, "You're not going to believe this. We did not buy the house we were looking at. We were in the process of considering buying one, very expensive. We didn't do it. 2 months after that, my business went right down the toilet. 18 months, terrible business, but they were able to survive because they stayed in the house." God wants to help people.
And you know what's so wonderful? That God loves people so much, but he needs you. He needs you activated. with your own intimacy with God, your own hearing from God, and your own purpose. There's a greater purpose. You have two of your students here. One's a former student, the other is a current student. Doug, I have a question for you. You're a CPA. To me, CPA is synonymous with logical. You're a very logical person. Did you believe in the supernatural when you started going to the Morningstar School?
Not at all, no.
So why did you go?
I wanted something more of God. I didn't know what it was, but I was hungry for anything, and then just wound up going there, and people started to give me prophetic words, and I knew they were real. They knew stuff about me that nobody would know.
It wasn't just something you were making it happen. You wanted it to be for you, like a fortune cookie or something.
I just wanted to hear from God.
I mean, but it really was not just a coincidence. It was really something personal these people told you.
Stuff that people wouldn't have known. Only God knew.
Okay, tell me the first time you found out you could do it too.
Well, actually, I didn't think I could. I realized people could do it to me, but I still thought I can't do it. And then I was put in a situation where I was able to do it and kind of just stepped out and tried it.
Tell me that one situation there, your first one.
It was one time I was at the Y and I was running on the treadmill and I just thought, this guy walked by me. And I thought, I feel like I have a prophetic word for him, and just an impression that I thought was for him. But I had to finish my run. And as I got off the treadmill, I was all excited as I was running. But then as I got off, I thought, oh, maybe that's not God. I'm not going to do that. I'm scared to do that. I was nervous. But I thought, I'm just going to give it a shot and try and see what happens. I went up and said what I had to give to the guy, gave it to him, and darted out of the Y thinking, hope it meant something to him. And every time I would go back and see him, he would always be like, oh, thank you so much. He was really touched by the word, I could tell. But I never felt anything when I gave it to him.
Janelle, you told me before we went on the air that one of your assignments in your faith class is to get a free hotel room with no money. That's kind of, were you a little nervous over this?
I was a little nervous. I mean, even just asking someone for something, free that you would normally pay for.
Did you
just
get
a little
that?
Bit unusual. We did.
How did
we
you get it?
We actually got 3-night stay. So we made a couple of calls and we're just explaining that this was a faith course assignment. We believe that God wanted to bless us through them and that they wanted to give us a free hotel room. So
how about you? Do you hear words for people like Doug does and Steve does?
I do. Actually, at the hotel, we talked to the gentleman that was checking us in. We were actually getting ready to check out, and I was walking up to the desk, asked God for a word for him. I felt a pain in my back and heard the Lord say that it was something that he had been injured in his back in combat. So I went up and asked.
Now, that's pretty specific.
It is specific. I was a little bit afraid to share it.
It's easy for you to miss.
Right. Either you're right or you're wrong.
Yeah.
So I went up and I asked him if he had had problems with his back, if he'd been injured in combat. And he said, how did you know? He was just absolutely shocked. So we just explained that God speaks to us and that he knows, God knows him intimately. And
Doesn't it amaze you that God speaks to you? Wouldn't it amaze you if God spoke to you? Well, I got news for you. God did. That's why you're watching right now. We're going to see these gifts activated when we come back. I don't want you to go away, but you're going to find out how they go to secular situations and to conferences and prophesy to people that are blown out of the water. We'll be right back after this word. Don't you dare go away.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. We now return to It's Supernatural.
I'm so excited. Sid Roth here with Steve Thompson and two of his students. One a former student, Doug Corwin, and Janelle Reeser, who is currently a student. And Steve, you sent a team of your people to a business conference, having nothing to do with God, nothing to do with religion, not wanting anything to do with God, not wanting anything to do with religion. Tell me about that.
Yes, this lady who leads these business seminars and is very successful contacted our ministry and asked if we could send down a group of people who could function as teams to speak prophetically into the lives of these people who were just attending a business and a success seminar. This was just 2 months ago. We sent a group of people down. She simply told them, this is my gift to you. Go to this place at this time. They did not realize what was happening. Now, she's a believer, and she wanted them to experience something in God. So our people were prepared in two-person teams to speak prophetically, to hear from God and speak into the lives of these people who were unsuspecting about this, to give them divine information that would help them in their lives.
Okay, so you get it. They're at a success seminar. They're business people, and they say, you'll get a gift. So they're not expecting any of this. They come into a room, and Doug, you were leading a team there. What was going on with these people?
It was amazing. I mean, people were meeting God. People were getting healed. We saw somebody's leg actually grow out.
But weren't they offended? I mean, they weren't expecting.
Some of them, when they came and sat down, they were offended. They were like, they didn't want even what we had to say. We had one lady that actually came in. Her first words when she sat down was, I don't believe in God. And the team that was there that was ministering to her felt like she was really battling maybe with some depression, even to the point of somebody saw a picture of her jumping off a building, like suicidal. And so they just figured, hey, we will just give her that, say, you know, we really feel like you're struggling right now. This lady started weeping, cried, met God right then. Her whole life changed like that.
Doug, you're not supposed to be doing things like this. You're a CPA. You're too logical.
That's right. Yeah,
can I put you on the spot right now?
Sure.
Could you look into the camera and speak prophetically to those that are viewing? Would you do that right now?
Sure. I felt like there was somebody out there that was really maybe going through a hard time, like with a relationship, like even to the point of divorce. And I felt like they were just crying out for hope to God. And I felt like God was just going to meet them right there. And I saw him really coming in and intervening in that relationship and just healing. I felt like God just wanted to know he heard your prayers and your cries for fixing that marriage.
What is the best advice you'd give someone that does know God? They've prayed a prayer of repentance. Jesus is their Messiah and Lord. Give us a couple of tips.
Ask. Ask God to speak. With our faith courses, the students are given these requirements that seem outrageous, and so they have to get out there and give God an opportunity to show up on their behalf. So if people ask, God will speak. Then they have to be open to the different ways in which He speaks. Impressions, thoughts, visions. I've written a book about this that helps people. And the scriptures are full of very practical ways in which God speaks.
It's amazing how we miss this. Now, Janelle, I'm going to put you on the spot, but I'll do it a little different. I would like you to ask God for a word for me.
Well, Sid, I really feel like there's some things that have happened in your past that were really amazing things. I feel like it was specifically related to a trip that you went on, and the Lord is going to bring those things back up, and I feel like He's going to open those doors again. And I feel like it was maybe some relationships, some contacts that you made on a trip, and the Lord's going to open that back up for you to contact them again. I feel like maybe they even may be getting in contact with you soon.
Now, Janelle, out of curiosity, did you see a screen and read this? Did you hear this? How did you do what you just did?
I actually saw a picture of you being, I actually saw like a desert area, but I'm not really sure. I saw you meeting people and shaking hands, and the Lord
I know what you're talking about. Now, you don't know what she's talking about, but I know. And Steve, isn't that the way it usually operates?
Absolutely. The person who's speaking seldom really understands what they're saying to someone else, but the person who's receiving it, it's like the spotlight of God is being placed on their life, and it's wonderful.
Steve, you told me over dinner last night that an angel visited you. Tell me about that.
Yeah, you know, and I've had several angelic visitations, and it's really almost never what people expect. People expect an angelic visitation to be in a humanoid form, but when the angel of the Lord appeared unto Moses in Exodus chapter 3, he didn't see the angel. He saw a bush burning but not being consumed.
Right.
So it's really, I think a lot of people miss the supernatural because they're looking for the spectacular. The supernatural really comes off as natural. About 10 days ago, in the middle of the night, I woke up and I just was thinking about some different things. All of a sudden, I felt and in a vision saw an angelic presence next to the bed, and something began to happen to me. He described himself as an angel that had to do with creativity and writing. And within a day, the Lord was speaking to me. I was having ideas about new things to do in our organization. There was a tremendous download of creativity and ideas for writing. I've written a couple books. I had some ideas about others. I know that this is the result of that angelic visitation. It is still going on. Just fresh, new ideas all the time.
I want you to reach into that invisible world and look in the camera. And I want you to pray encouragement right now for those that are watching us.
Absolutely.
Encouragement in the supernatural.
I can do that. Father, right now, in Jesus' name, I ask that you would speak to my friends out there. Lord, those who know something of you, Lord, I want you to reveal yourself to them in such a natural but unmistakable way. Lord, I bless my friends right now. I'm going to interrupt this prayer just to say something. There's some of you, you have spiritual sensitivity. You've never understood it. You're going to begin to understand the thoughts, the impressions, the ideas, the feelings, the dreams, the different things that God has put inside of you. You're no longer going to feel odd or strange. You're going to understand that this is natural. You're a supernatural person, and you're going to begin walking in something that liberates you and liberates those around you. Not only what you would imagine God would say, but very, very practical help from Him for other people.
These are just normal people. I mean, Doug, because you're a CPA now, I'm picking on you. Would you ever in your wildest imagination walk up to someone and say, believe in Jesus? But now you walk up to total strangers. Why is it easier to walk up to total strangers as opposed to not being able to? What do you? It just because you know something, I guess it gives you a confidence.
Yeah, it just to me the pressure's really not on me. I just walk up and say whatever I feel like God gives me, and things happen. It's really cool. I mean, it's amazing. Like I always wanted to be able to go up and help people or give stuff from God, but this has really opened a door to be able to do that. So.
Listen, step one is more important than anything you've just seen on this show. What you've seen on this show comes from step one. Step one is not religion. Step one is having such intimacy with God. If you could just experience the peace that I have just booming right outside of me, coming from the outside, from the inside out at you, you're supposed to be, there's such a greater purpose for your life. Have you ever wondered, why am I here? What is my purpose? Get to know the God that put the DNA in you for your purpose, so that you won't be like everyone else, up, down, out. There's something more. Repent of your sins, tell God you're sorry, and believe that Jesus died in your place. Then ask Jesus to be your Lord, and ask God to start talking to you. Listen, if you don't sell out to God, you will sell out to the wrong power. Choose now.